Okay, so I'm here with Mark Cody, the man behind...
Oh, I'm sorry, Mark Doty.
Mark Doty, I'm so sorry. I am here with Mark Doty, mixing up my C's and my D's, with a poet here, of Fire to Fire. Mark, 25 years of poetry. Now,
yes.
How did you compile this? Was there a very careful selection process? Did the selection process take as long as writing the poetry?
Thank goodness I didn't spend 25 years selecting. Honestly, it was sort of a torturous process because, you know, it's like you're giving a party and you can only invite so many people to your party, but you have too many friends, so you have to make choices. You have to leave things out to fit the page, size for the book. So I had to decide what poems I could allow to recede in the background and what to keep in. I tried making lists. I asked my friends. They made lists. There were no help at all. They just picked their favorite poems. I just kind of plunged in and did it. And I've already felt that I left out some things I shouldn't have and probably put in things I shouldn't have. But, you know, you just do the best you can at that moment. Finally, you have to trust your intuition in the now.
I wonder what you do, because sometimes some readers are not going to necessarily read the thing from beginning to end,
exactly.
And people are going to flip through. I mean, did you consider this in the selection process?
I did, because the truth is that a selected poems is something like a reference book. People will turn to find a poem they're interested in, or they'll, as you say, you'll flip around. But poets always have to operate under the illusion, or at least the hope, that there are a few readers out there who will actually sit down and read it cover to cover to see what kind of shape that you've made. And I know that I don't even do that myself unless I really love a book. But you still have to speak to those people, too.
Yeah. Now, my colleague, Jason Bogue, unferreted some information from you that you are now wrestling with Walt Whitman like many other poets in the past, Jack Spicer and Allen Ginsberg. I mean, this has to be an imposing dilemma given the fact that so many have, in fact, wrestled with Whitman. How are you wrestling with Whitman, exactly?
Well, I want to think about the common ground that I share with Whitman, a real interest in the relationship of the individual, the single self, to the community. Whitman is always trying to figure out where the margins of himself are, and often he feels like he doesn't have any. That's been an obsession of mine, too. He's a person who was so interested in affirming the body and at the same and the pleasures of sex and of physical life, and at the same time a person who was absolutely obsessed with mortality and the end of physical life. So those are all things that matter to me. And I love the way that he really thought his poems could change the world.
Yeah.
He thought he could write a poem which would cause people in America to be so affectionate with each other that we would solve our national problems. And I don't believe I can do that.
Yeah.
But I love the idea that a poem could be that ambitious, you know, have that kind of goal in the world. So I'm going to try to think about those things. And we'll see where it takes me.
So you're not going to ridicule him and talk about neon fruit supermarkets?
I don't think so, but I might talk about some grocery boys,
Well, thanks so much.
You're welcome. Okay.